We're talking about a large number of apparent overdose deaths in Milwaukee. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Milwaukee authorities responded to 14 deaths in recent days that appeared to be overdoses. Three people died Sunday in the span of 1 hour. What questions do you have about overdoses and how authorities respond to them? How do you think authorities should be addressing overdose deaths? Are there enough resources in your community? Join in 800-642-1234. Sarah Schreiber is the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Technical Forensic Director. Sarah, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what do we know this morning about these 14 deaths?
We know that we responded to 14 probable overdose cases during the course of Friday through yesterday morning. The autopsies have taken place either yesterday or this morning related to these cases, so we don't have any particular causes of death as the toxicology has not been completed yet in these cases.
So do we have any idea then what drugs or substances might be involved here?
We don't yet have specific information as toxicology is not complete. What we have from scene investigation and interviews with family and friends, though, leads us to believe that some of the cases, the individuals had a history of heroin use, some had a history of prescription drug misuse, some had a cocaine misuse history, and others didn't really have much to say from family and friends. Scenes spoke otherwise in some cases where we found paraphernalia or potential drug residue. In other cases, there were prescription medications on scene that maybe contributed to their cause of death. Until toxicology is complete, though, we won't be able to answer that question completely.
What can you tell us about the people who have died? Were there any of them related to each other? Were any of these deaths connected?
Only one incident seems to be connected. There were two individuals found in one location, but all of the rest of the individuals were found just as individuals scattered throughout the city and the county.
So what is happening in the office's investigation of these cases? You get toxicology results back. What are next steps?
After toxicology has been completed, those results are given to the forensic pathologists, the medical examiners, and they will review those findings in light of the other findings they have from autopsy, medical records review, and the medical investigative review that our medical legal death investigators conduct over the course of this death investigation, put all that information together before ruling on cause and manner of death.
Would you normally do autopsies on all of these types of cases?
Yes. This is very routine.
We're talking about a spike in deadly overdoses, perhaps, with Sarah Schreiber. She's a forensic scientist at the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office. What questions do you have about overdoses and how authorities respond? What do you think authorities should do differently? Have you lost a friend or family member to an overdose? How did you handle that difficult situation? What resources would you recommend? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Sarah, records from the medical examiner show Milwaukee has seen 450 drug deaths so far this year. How often does Milwaukee see a spike of fatal overdoses, perhaps like this?
We see ebbs and flows in these kinds of cases, especially as it relates to weekends. That seems to be where we see the most impact of things as those cases collect for Monday mornings. The last spike we saw that comes to mind was in early June, and we had seven individuals that were potential cases over one weekend, so you know, over that three-day time span. 14 this past weekend is definitely an increase from that, and the frequency of those calls came in very quickly in time to each other, making us very concerned about the resources to put forth to do those investigations and respond to those scenes.
Is it unusual to see overdoses so close together anywhere in the state, clustered?
Geographically or in time?
Geographically.
No, that's not uncommon at all. Okay. Anywhere people are pooled together, those kinds of things can happen. Individuals use with different frequency and different habits. So some use together, some like to use in isolation or alone. Their preferences vary very greatly. So sometimes we can find, you know, individuals all alone, and sometimes we find them paired up. Usually not large numbers together, but it wouldn't be uncommon.
Milwaukee being the state's largest county, so it would have a big impact on statewide overdose numbers. Has Milwaukee County been experiencing more overdoses when you look across the years, in recent years?
Definitely. Our numbers have increased steadily. Going back to 2011, we had 180 total drug deaths attributed that year. In 2017, we had 401. We were down slightly last year with 384 and have currently signed out 166 this year to date as probable or as confirmed drug-related deaths.
So tracking a lot like what you've been seeing in the past.
Definitely.
Well, let's take a call now. Arthur joining us from Jefferson. Hi, Arthur.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is about this group of overdose deaths that happened in Milwaukee over the weekend. I'm from Jefferson County. I know of at least three heroin overdose deaths that happened over the weekend. I'm just wondering if it's possible to use information like this to trace the spread of drugs from the city out into rural areas, and also if it's possible to trace what might be one bad batch of drugs back to its source. I can take my comments off the air.
Thank you, Arthur. Yes, Sarah, go ahead.
Hi. Yes, thank you for the call. It is possible to track those things. That's the work that law enforcement does, though. The information that we can help support out of the death investigations that we do, supporting that toxicology information to tell them what was in the individual at the time that they died, can help them link those things back together as they do the investigation into who was the supplier and who ultimately was the dealer in that drug trafficking line. It's difficult to say particularly that the particular drug found in an individual definitely came from this line, but when law enforcement gets involved, they can make undercover buys and they can do other investigative leads to bring themselves closer to that information as whether or not we have the same source from the same dealer or the same supplier.
Can you say anything about new state laws affecting how Wisconsin approaches the opioid crisis, and specifically with how readily available naloxone is?
I can't speak specifically to the laws. Naloxone has become very available to individuals, which has certainly cut down on the number of overdoses in certain areas. The statistics on the distribution of naloxone and the use of Narcan in medical treatment initiatives has certainly gone way up and has unremarkably, without a cause, saved many, many lives. I think the more staggering statistic from this weekend is probably how many lives were saved because of those measures.
We've been talking for years now about the opioid crisis and more recently about problems with fentanyl and methamphetamine. Are you seeing any new or growing patterns with overdoses in Milwaukee County?
The greater pattern is probably with relation to cocaine. We've seen a great increase in cocaine cases in the last couple of years. And most of those overdoses have been in conjunction with another opioid. So some contained fentanyl, some contained another opioid or a prescription opioid. We have not seen a tremendous increase in methamphetamine cases, although we are keeping a pulse on that. In the years prior to 2017, we saw one or maybe zero cases that related to methamphetamine. And in 2017 and 2018, we had 11 cases each year that contained methamphetamine. While those numbers don't rival what we're seeing with the opioid epidemic, they certainly are an increase in statistic and something to keep an eye on as folks move toward those stimulant drugs.
Sarah, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you this morning.
Sarah Schreiber is Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Technical Forensic Director. Up next, we talk about electric scooters that are now legal in Wisconsin and the politics of our shared roadways. What questions do you have about electric scooters? What do you think about sharing the road with them? Your questions welcome, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network.